Adventures, a podcast from a guy named Kenny.
Yo, Ty and Tara Jean here. Question, were you on 96.9 Jack FM with our old buddy Kenny today?
Have a listen to his podcast and find out.
Yo, here you are, jackfm.com, and you're the best for clicking that button. Tomorrow on the show, pocket dial nightmares. Have you ever done that? Have you ever pocket dialed somebody you shouldn't have? Something get out, maybe text message nightmares. You send the wrong text. Hopefully we get some great stories. Today on the show, it was nice and easy. We talked about movies, weather, and Canucks, all that good stuff. Enjoy. Match.com did a new survey. Canadians' dating habits based on which hockey team they cheer for. 60% of Canuck fans have reported having a one-night stand. How about that? We have the Jets of Winnipeg tonight at Rogers Arena.
Yeah, well, you know, Winnipeg's a surprising team this year, actually.
Oh, I agree. They're on a 5-game winning streak right now, and I was really hoping the Canucks could break that tonight.
Yeah. Jack FM.
Kenny, how are you?
I'm great. Who's this?
Beverly.
Beverly, what's happening?
I love waking up with you every morning.
Waking up?
With you.
Well, what time do you wake up out of bed? We don't start till 10.
That's right.
You're sleeping in a little bit.
That's my body clock.
Oh, Beverly, I love that.
Do you? Well, you see, everybody has a different body clock.
Hey, sleeping in till 10, that's my dream.
Well, I'll follow my footsteps, darling.
I've often said on this show that if the conditions were optimum, I could sleep in till 3 p.m. And I've also added to that, if sleeping in was an Olympic event, I could represent Canada well, and I'm sure I would be on the podium, most likely bringing home gold. Making this country proud, that's what it's all about.
Hey, Mr. Jones.
Hey, Paul, how's it going, buddy?
Good.
Now, it's supposed to be raining, and here at Jack FM, not too far from Falls Creek, it's absolutely beautiful.
Okay, hold on. Who said it was supposed to be raining?
My cell phone.
Oh, my goodness. You never believe a cell phone.
My weather app. You gotta believe the weather app. Come on.
No, never trust that. But you're talking to, like, a gardener, so I go with the feelings. I knew it wasn't going to rain today.
Paul, are you telling me not to trust the internet?
Yes.
Jack. Two-part question today. One, have you ever been to the movies alone? And two, what was the last movie you saw in theaters?
Oh, boy. Divergent.
Oh, so you're close.
Where am I?
You've recently seen a movie.
Yeah.
Talking to a guy that said he has not been to a theater since E.T.
Since E.T.?
Yeah.
Oh, for the love of God.
And the interesting thing is, he said it's not because he doesn't want to go see movies. It's because he just doesn't have the time.
Well, you know what else? I was thinking about this the other day. It's so expensive to take your family to go to see the movies these days that when my kids say they want to go to the movies for whatever movie it is that they want to see, I just say, nope, I'm just waiting until it comes out on pay-per-view and we can all see it for $6 instead of, right?
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love that old PVR thing.
No kidding, right?
Hi there. Yeah, just calling to tell you that I went to the movies alone, and it was in Japan because I had no one to go with, and it was the only thing that reminded me of home.
So what movie did you see?
Oh, geez, I can't even remember now. I think it was The Ring, which they called Ringu.
Yeah, it's a way scarier version of The Ring.
It was. It was pretty scary. Yeah, I'd never been to a scary movie before alone. It's pretty awesome, actually.
So you're in Japan. You go see a classic Japanese horror film by yourself.
Yeah, by myself. It
man.
Was pretty fun.
Hey, man, that's crazy. Going to a horror movie by yourself alone is crazy, man.
Well, I didn't sleep good that night, I can tell you that.
Jack. Oh, hi. You're talking about the last movie scene?
Yeah.
I have a child, so we saw Paddington.
Paddington Bear?
Yes. I think it was like last month, I believe.
Paddington Bear is still kicking around?
Yeah. They had a 3D.
I loved Paddington Bear as a kid when I was a kid.
I know. They redid it. It's really good.
Isn't that awesome when you have kids and they get into shows that you actually like? Like, I remember Berenstain Bears. Loved Berenstain Bears as a kid, and then my kids got into it, right?
Yep, exactly.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Twilight. And I'll tell you why. Because I was background in it.
Well, you were in it.
I was in it. I was in the wedding scene with my daughter.
That's so cool.
So cool. We did a red carpet event, and the whole background group that I was with in the wedding scene, we went to watch it. We all dressed up like we were going to the Academy Awards.
And now do you watch it, stop it, and say, that right there is me.
Exactly.
I love that. What's your name?
Kathy Walker.
Kathy Rock.
So there you go. That was the last movie I went to see in the theater.
Titanic in 1997, I went alone.
Okay.
I thought it was a documentary.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I went on Christmas Eve, the opening night.
And you thought it, you really thought it was a documentary?
Yeah, I'm a big Titanic fan, and I thought it was a documentary.
Okay, cool.
Not so good.
And what's the other one?
The movie previous to that that I went and saw at the theater was Walking Tall, the final chapter in 1979, the original.
So essentially, the last time you've been to a theater was Titanic.
Yeah, 1997.
That blows me away. You got to go see a movie. It's changed.
Has it?
Jack FM.
Woodstock.
The documentary?
Yeah, the original. I was about 14 and I'm 56 now.
And you have not been to the theater since?
No, I haven't.
Well, you're the new clubhouse leader here. Now, why haven't you been to a theater in decades?
It's just never appealed to me. I don't know why. I've just not been a big movie person when they first come out. Like, I've never seen any Star Wars, never watched E.T., never. I watched some Star Trek on TV, that's about it.
I just did a quick IMDb here. 1970 is when that documentary was in theaters.
Yeah, popcorn was cheap then.
Do you remember what you paid to get in?
Oh, no, I don't, because I think it was under my brother's ticket. He kind of snuck me in because I was a little underage. It was at the Guilford Theater, Guilford Mall, which is no longer there.
Hey, so there's a little bit from the show. Some great calls. Thank you so much. Don't forget, tomorrow, it's Pocket Dial Horror Stories. If you got some, call them in. You can also tweet us, text us, all the good stuff. We'll catch you tomorrow. Have a good one.
And that's a wrap.
Make sure to check out Kenny Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on 96.9 Jack FM.